Well, that doesn't make me very happy, she said on air. There are some very talented women who are out there working their butts off. Even as host of this year's show, she has no regrets about the comment. Well, I was just saying what everybody else was thinking, she says. McIntyre's long been a champion of other female artists and still vividly recalls her own struggles 4 decades ago trying to break into the traditionally male-dominated genre. It's always been tougher for women, she says. Do you think Kenny Chesney spends 2 hours in the makeup chair? Kenny's got a t-shirt and jeans. Looks great in it. I spend months preparing my clothes before I go out on tour. Everything's different with men, unless you're Kiss or Liberace. Still, McIntyre is sticking to her lipstick and sequin style. I'm from the old school of enhance what you have, she says. I'm going to take all the help I can get. McIntyre has been open about what she considers her lack of natural beauty. Still, she says, I'm very appreciative of what I do have. I feel beautiful inside and out. She adds, I'm happy with myself, by myself. Of course, with Lasuzzo in her life, the alone time is shrinking, but McIntyre isn't complaining. They now spend stretches of time together at her Nashville house in Jackson Hole and in Pottsboro, Texas, home, which happens to be located a convenient 90-minute drive from where her family resides in Oklahoma. More than anything, she's grateful to have found a self-possessed man who can take her stardom in stride, even if he's had to make a few adjustments. How do you explain my life? She says, recalling her first few public outings. How do you explain that some people will run over him just to say hi to me? But Lasuzzo understands more than someone else might, she says. It came naturally to him. Both avid travelers, the couple have vacationed in Iceland, South Africa, and Italy, with more trips to come. Having him at her side when she received the 2018 Kennedy Center honor was a date night to remember. Who wouldn't want to be honored and paid tribute to, she said. I love every minute of it. Thinking back over the highs and lows of the past few years, I'm thankful for where I am, she says. And I realize that anything can happen in the blink of an eye to change your circumstances. So to remain thankful and grateful for everything I have and can receive makes every heartache and hurtful thing that I've gone through seem like a book I've read. As for the future, McIntyre doesn't waste time on worry. Live for today, she says. Can't do anything about the past, and don't put your worries into tomorrow. Just think positive, and it will manifest.